Hello, this is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
Live from the Surrey Half Marathon, our young reporter Jenny is with us. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good, yeah.
Call me through. Where are you exactly?
We're at Woking Park by the Surrey Half Marathon.
Yeah, so what? I mean, I'm getting a sense of the atmosphere there. So what's happening at the moment? What can you see?
I can see all the people coming past the finish line. They're all seem very out of breath and they're getting some footballs and lots of medals.
Yes, a lot of running been going on. A lot of people with a lot of high fitness levels, I think.
Yes, I heard the speaker say it's an endurance one, so yeah.
Wow, okay. Brilliant. So you're going to have a wander around, see if you can find talk to some of the people finishing. But, I mean, is it really crowded there at the moment?
It is really loud.
Yes, I can hear those speakers in the background. I mean,
yeah.
Sounds like an amazing atmosphere. I know there's lots of road closures in place at the moment as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yes. Okay, is that causing a lot of disruption, the road closures, do you think?
I think so, maybe, but there are some other road closings, so if you
want to
go down there, I'm sure you'll be
able to find them,
and there'll be information online.
Oh, okay. Well, so we're going to have a come back to you in a bit, you're going to find some people to chat to, and we're going to find out what's been going on and how people have found the experience of taking part in the Surrey Half Marathon. Have you seen, there's a brass band, apparently, they've been playing Eye of the Tiger on the Westfield Road, apparently.
No, I haven't, but I've seen a choir.
Yes, there's all sorts. Is there people there dressed in fancy dress as well, doing it in costumes?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, there's a runner here that would like
Ooh.
To talk to
you. Hello?
Yeah, you're live on Radio Woking this morning. What's your name?
It's Angelo.
Oh, hello. So how's the experience been for you completing the marathon?
It was great. It's great to get back to run with so many people now.
Okay, have you been running for a long time? Is this something you do a lot of?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Do you do a lot of running?
Yeah, I do. I'm a triathlete, so I do Ironman.
Oh, wow, okay. And what was it like today, being part of the half marathon? How was the run?
It is a great atmosphere. It's one of the best organized events, I think, in the area. I love it. This is my third one. I really love it.
Okay, your third one. I mean, is that something you get involved with every year, then?
Yes. It's close to where I live, so it's a really nice place anyway. So.
Oh, that's handy. You haven't got far to travel to get home then?
Sorry, say it again?
You haven't got far to travel to get home?
No, it's just a drive now.
Okay, and why do you take part in it? Are you raising money for a charity or?
I'm a little bit selfish on that. No, I'm training for a big race in July, so this is a part of the preparation.
Okay, so what's the big race? What is the big race in July?
It's a full Ironman, so triathlon.
Oh wow, that sounds really exciting, and a good training exercise to take part in the half marathon today. And have you had a chance to sort of meet some of the other runners along the way? I mean, have they been?
Yeah, absolutely. There are friends running around. They still have to finish, but they. I have all the friends today. I'm doing the same race today.
Okay, well, thank you, Angelo. Yeah, wow, okay, so it sounds really busy down there.
I'm back.
You're back? Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm back.
There you go. So it just sounds like everyone's having such a good time and getting such a lot out of being part in the exercise as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. We're going to come back to you in a bit. I'm going to play some music on Radio Woking, but we'll come back in a bit and see who else you can find. Brilliant, thank you. Go out looking and give us a call back. Excellent. And anyone who's down there at the half marathon, Jenny, give everyone a wave and come and chat to Jenny. You can be on the radio. Thank you, Jenny. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, John.
We're talking very soon. This is Dua Lipa. Break My Heart. Let's go back to Jenny, who is at the half marathon. Morning, Jenny, again.
Morning again.
Morning. So what's happening now then?
We found a lady called Louise who's just finished past the finish line. Hello.
Hello, Louise. So you've just passed the finishing line.
Yeah, literally just come over now.
Oh, wow. Speaking to you as it happens. You're live on Radio Woking. I'm John. Nice to talk to you. So what was the experience like for you?
The finish was incredible. It's got a really great outfit and it's super well organised. I've done quite a lot of races and I have to say this is one of the best organised I've been to.
Okay. And why is it the best organised then? What makes it so well organised?
It's really well supported all the way around, which is great. It's really well laid out. You've got the pacers, so that if you're aiming for a certain time, you've kind of got that motivation, that person running alongside you. So, yeah, it's a really great race.
Okay, and what was it that made you want to take part in the half marathon?
Well, I do a lot of racing, and people had recommended this, so I thought I'd come along and give it a go.
So your first time today?
It is my first time at this one, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. And, so how was the experience of actually being out there running? I mean, what were the conditions like out there?
So, it's a beautiful day in terms of the sun's out, but it was pretty brutal out there. The wind seemed to be in your face every time you're going up a hill, which was timely, for sure. But, no, it was really well supported, as I said. But, yeah, okay. Quite brutal conditions.
Absolutely. And are you familiar with the route? Are you local to Woking area yourself?
No, I'm from Southsea, so I've never sort of run around this area before. So it was really beautiful seeing all the different villages and areas going through the lanes. Just a little bit hillier than I'm used to, because Southsea seafront is very much flat. So
wow, there you go. Yeah, there you go. And for you as a runner, I suppose, you know, it's different terrain, different conditions. It's a different sort of challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And every race is so different. But yeah, we'd definitely recommend this one to everyone out there.
Okay. And taking part in marathons, I mean, what for you do you think is the best thing about being part of a marathon?
For me, it's I'm a teacher, which is a pretty full-on job. Mm. So for me, it's my stress relief. It's my, I finish a long day, I'll go out by myself, have that sort of thought time. And then putting all of that hard work into practice and actually coming and seeing everyone else who's got the same motivation as me to do well and be the best they can is just such an enjoyable week on my weekend.
I mean, I'd say, you know, doing this after a stressful week of teaching, I mean, yeah, there's a stress relief. I can definitely see how that's going to help you.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So what's next for you then?
I'm doing Chester Half Marathon in May, which is exciting. So a bit further away from home, that one. And I've qualified for the elite race for that. So it'll be my first time qualifying for an elite start, which is really exciting. So I'm just hoping to make progress on the PB that I've just done today.
Wow, okay. And what was your time today?
My time was 1:27:09.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Yeah. Well,
Thank you.
Well done. And it sounds like you had a great experience running around the streets of Woking and Guildford and exploring the area as well. Is Woking somewhere you'd come back to, you know, have a look around and explore and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's somewhere I've been before, and I'm always open to visiting new places and seeing new things. The play park that I'm stood next to by the Leisure Centre looks incredible. So, you never know, might have to go on that after I've done my cool down.
Oh, the play park, yes. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? You know, it's all very well themed and everything. So,
absolutely.
Okay, well, really good to talk to you. Well done. And
thank you so much.
Have a safe journey home. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.
Thank you very much. There we go. It's amazing hearing the stories of people that are taking part in the event there. And, you know, lots of people getting their medals at the moment, I believe, Jenny.
Yeah, they are. I can see lots of people handing out medals and water bottles all around the finish line.
There you go. Water bottles, very important, keeping yourself hydrated.
Yeah, after all of that sweat that they burned off and all of the calories, you're going to need lots of water and lots of hydration.
Absolutely. So presumably they were handing out the water as people were running along and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. They all seem extremely friendly and nice and supportive to all of the runners.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's really good to have you, there on the spot. We may come back to you if there's anyone else who wants to have a chat. We'll chat. Sounds like an amazing atmosphere there. I can just hear in the background there.
Yeah, it's extremely loud. I'm sometimes struggling to hear you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jenny. We'll catch up with you a bit later on.
Thank you, John. Hello, John. We've got a volunteer here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hello, Kat. Hi.
You're live on Radio Woking. So tell me, what has your involvement been then in today?
Today I was the start line manager for the kids' race.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
It was amazing. The kids were so energetic, so enthusiastic. raring to go. It was absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
There's so many people here. The spectators have been amazing. There's so much going on in the event village. The sun is shining as well right now. It's such a fantastic day.
That always helps as well. And I think the crowd, you know, I suppose cheering people on is a big help as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got a fantastic choir as well, singing away, keeping the music going, keeping the atmosphere going. It's just incredible. And lots of finishers crossing the line as we see. Lots of happy faces. So
there you go. Thinking it's they've finally done it. They've achieved something, achieved that personal
exactly.
best. And yeah, I'm gathering, you know, lots of sort of sitting down on the sofa, maybe having a nice bath or something to ease those aching muscles this afternoon.
Exactly, but we do have a massage here as well. So there are lots of people queuing up to go see them, stretch out their achy muscles, so they can like enjoy the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
We've got alcohol-free beer as well here, so they can have a drink in the sunshine.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I think well-deserved as well. I mean, the children's race must be, you know, really, really amazing to see sort of children getting behind this. I mean, how many children were involved, would you say?
There was about 500. It was such a great turnout. It was so amazing and such a range of ages as well. Some nervous, some really excited, some who've done like races before. So it's really great to see people like getting into running, and hopefully they'll love it and be able to come back year after year and race again.
Yes, absolutely. You know, sort of start young and then kind of develop that interest and nurture it as they sort of grow up and get older and, you know, start it, the runners of the future, you know.
Exactly.
The athletes of the future right here in Woking. And what sort of length was the race for the children?
It was 2K.
Okay, wow. That's impressive, though.
I know. Yeah.
That's amazing. Brilliant. Okay, and what's happening for the rest of the day? Are things sort of coming to a conclusion now for the half marathon?
Yeah, so they're all coming along. They're collecting their medals. They're collecting their rewards and goodies. We've got treats. We've got bananas. We've got alcohol-free beer. And then, yeah, they're just, like, going around. We've got lots of sponsors here as well, so chance to check out some merch if they want to buy anything. We've got loads of coffee shops and, like, some amazing food vendors here as well, so grabbing a bite so we just sitting down in the grass in the sunshine and
there
just...
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon, particularly after you've finished a race like this. I mean, it's yeah. Would you ever take part yourself in an event like this?
I ran 12 half marathons in 10 months in 2018.
So oh, wow, okay.
I've done a few running, but yeah, I've been working with AAT for the past couple of years, and it was my chance to be able to give back to the community, like in the racing world, and I've loved it ever since, and yeah, I hop between running and working at them.
Wow, there you go, getting involved in the organisation as well. So seeing it from a different angle as well.
Yes, exactly, and it's great, like coming from a runner's perspective. Like I know what people need, I know what they want to hear in that final push to keep them going, and it just makes sure that everyone enjoys it because I've done these races myself.
So what do the runners need then? What's the main thing that you need as a runner? Actually taking part in an event like this?
Lots of cheers, lots of support, like along the route, not just at the finish line. I know the finish is always the big atmosphere, but it's always tough the last couple of miles. So if anyone is like at home, wanting to be outside, it's such a beautiful day. So please just go out, line the streets, cheer everyone on, keep them going. And it's not just the fast people like who need it, everyone throughout the race, mid-pacers, slower people that just need that final push to keep them going.
Yes, you hear about sort of hitting that wall for those. So the last, is it the last couple of miles? Is that the hardest part, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. But as soon as you hit halfway point, you go, all right, I've done half. This is great. I've got only half left to go. But it is around like, the last couple of miles that can be the toughest. That's when the wall normally hits. But if anyone can be out in the streets and help cheering everyone on, that would be amazing.
Brilliant. There you go. Just helps having that crowd there. Well, Kat, it's been great to talk to you. Well done for what you've done today. I'll let you go and discover the refreshment stall or do whatever you need to do for this afternoon.
All right. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Lovely to speak to you. And, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Jenny. We'll come back to you a bit later on then.
Thank you. Hello, John.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Speak to you in a bit. That's Jenny Awoken Laurel on Sunday. It's Sunday morning. It's the 6th of March. It's Surrey Half Marathon Day across Awoken. And we have got Olivia from Esher, I believe, who is with our young reporter, Jenny.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. So Olivia.
Hello.
Hello, Olivia. So tell me, what have you been doing today?
I did the 2K race.
Oh, wow, okay. So you live in Esher then, and why did you want to get involved in the half marathon?
Because my dad's doing it and I wanted to join him. So
your dad's taking part as well, so runs in the family. Is this the first time you've done it?
Yeah.
How did you find it? How was the experience?
Fun. It was really fun.
Okay. And why was it fun?
I really enjoyed it because it was a nice distance and it wasn't too far and it was quite flat.
Yeah, and some really lovely countryside as well when you get over towards Guildford.
Yeah.
Really good. Okay. So are you planning to take part in any more marathons?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. I mean, are you hoping to become like a champion runner as you get older?
I mean, hopefully.
That'd be cool. That'd be really good. So, I mean, what was the best thing about today for you then, would you say?
I really enjoyed having a crap afterwards.
Having a what, sorry?
A crap.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. Well deserved, I think, as well. Okay. Well, really good to talk to you, Olivia. And, you know, take care for the rest of your day. And well done for taking part and completing.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Olivia from Esher. Have we got anyone else there, Jenny, that want to have a chat to?
We're just waiting and looking around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's very busy there. Very busy.
Very busy.
But, yeah. So what's actually happening there at the moment?
People are still coming out of the race and they're still powering on through, so you can see lots of people gathering in, getting some food, stretching, just cooling down.
Well, there you go. I think deserved as well, definitely, after competing. But no, Olivia did really well though, taking part in the children's race there. And some really nice stories. We'll come back to you in a bit then, Jenny. Thank you for what you're doing today.
Thank you.
So our young reporter, Jenny, who is on the finish line of the half marathon. We're talking there to Olivia, who's taking part in the children's race as well. So it's a real family event, because Olivia was saying that, you know, her father's taking part. She wants to take part as well. She enjoyed having a crepe at the end of the event as well. There you go. I think well deserved. We'll come back, talk more about that after this one from the All Saints. Okay, so we've got Manabu to talk to you now. So, hiya, you're live on Radio Woking.
Hello.
Hello. Good to speak to you. So you've taken part in the race today. How was it for you?
Well, it's always hard. This is my 16th, but, you know, every time is different. After like 15K, dude, I was struggling really.
How many times have you done the Surrey Half Marathon before?
I've done it since the beginning of the time, so it was this is the 7th, 8th, I'm not sure.
Oh wow, okay. So no stranger to the course going between Woking and Guildford.
No, not at all, because it goes in front of my house, so I just love this race, really.
Oh. Perfect, yes, you know, is it right literally on your doorstep?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is that why you wanted to do the half marathon, because it's, you know, a local race and it's in your local area?
Well, yeah, it's part of it. I raised the money for White Lodge Centre.
Yes, in Chertsey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, you know, because I run as my hobby and I thought I'd use my run for, you know, fundraising.
Okay, really good. Yeah. Raising money. How much have you raised for the White Lodge Centre then through this?
For this one, I've raised about £650, I think.
Oh, that's amazing. And that is going to do. I mean, I've heard about the work of the White Lodge Centre and what they do for people with disabilities. I mean, it's amazing. Right, and like all charities, you know, the pandemic has meant that a lot of the fundraiser events were cancelled. So, you know, it's good to support the work of our charities. So, I mean, for you then, what is the best thing about the Surrey Half Marathon?
absolutely.
Because it's local, I can just walk in. You know, I don't have to get up like mad time and get there and things like that. It's just brilliant event. You know.
Okay. Sorry. What do you do when you finish? Then, how do you kind of recover from the race? What is the process there?
Just have a couple of pints and then go to sleep, I think.
Okay, so you'll be sleeping the rest of the day then to sleep it off. Brilliant, okay. And what's next for you then? What's next in your racing?
I'm not sure. I just sort of keep running. Last year I did 1,021 kilometre.
Okay.
In a whole year, calendar year. That was my challenge. Okay. Yeah, and I did the Surrey Half as well last September as a part of it.
Mm.
So maybe, I'm not sure. I mean, probably next Surrey Half, I'll still be running.
Okay. Yeah, and we've been hearing a lot this morning that, you know, the half marathon's so well run. I mean, how does that compare to other marathons that you might have been involved with?
It's good because a lot of, like, straight line and it's not so busy. Because I've run like Ealing Half and Royal Park Marathon in London. You know, that can be busy and it's difficult to run when it's congested.
Oh, okay.
But, but this is nice and it's kind of nice straight line. And of course, yeah, I know the route, you know, inside out. So that they help.
Does that help? Does that help you then, knowing the route and knowing?
Yes, it does. It does. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you're struggling, then it actually works out, you know, opposite way, because you know the distance.
You know how far.
Come quickly enough.
You know how far you've got.
That's right.
And when you're running, when you're not taking part in events like this, and you're running just in sort of in your own spare time, I mean, where do you normally run locally?
I run around, like, Eagley Road, come to Leisure Centre, go around. Yeah, I mean, just locally, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And when do you run? Are you one of those runners that gets up really early in the morning, sort of before work?
No, I only do it on my day off, really.
Yeah. I was going to say, I see people running around, you know, Basingstoke Canal, running around St John's, you know, in like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Getting out of bed that time of the morning, not the easiest. But anyway, that was really good to talk to you. Well done for today. Well done raising loads of money as well for the White Lodge Centre. I'm sure it's going to be gratefully received. And good luck with the future.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Right. Thank you, there we go. That's Manabu there, who's taken part and completed Amazing Money for the White Lodge Centre. Jenny, we will come back to you in a bit for another conversation.
We'll send you the link later.
All right. Yeah, that'll be good. All right, good to talk to you. You did a fantastic job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. There's Jenny Kitchener, who's our reporter on the scene at the Surrey Half Marathon. We're talking there to Manabu, raising money for the White Lodge Centre in a race that's right on his doorstep. So none of this long journey home after. For the final time, we crossed to a very cold finish line. Is it a bit cold out there, is it, Jenny?
Yeah, I've had to wrap up with my coat, do all my zips up, put my hood up.
Oh, there you go. Wrap it up for the end of it. Well, we'll be having our weather forecast in a bit, so we'll find out exactly what's going on with weather. But, I mean, how have you found the experience reporting on the events at the Surrey Half Marathon today?
Oh, it's just such a great atmosphere. Everyone's been so happy to have an interview. They've all been very smiley. Just, even though they seem very out of breath, they're all very happy that they finished and they got through it.
Yeah, I love the fact, though, that people are, you know, taking part in a marathon. If that was me, I would have collapsed on the floor somewhere to recover, not doing a radio interview. So, all credit to them. Really interesting. Just to clarify that we spoke to Olivia earlier, she did say that she enjoyed having a pancake, a crepe, nothing, not another word, which I thought I'd start with. So that was it, to clarify that one. But raising money for lots of charities as well, and I think it's really important as well to support the work of our charities, particularly with the pandemic and the fact that the fundraising dried up a little bit. So events like this are so important, and it does sound like, just hearing what's going on in the background, it sounds like an amazing atmosphere, and the crowd are, you know, really loving being there.
Yeah, I've had to get away from lots of the speakers because it's so loud and it's so great. It's such a great atmosphere. but just to hear you, we've had to have a bit of a step back, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There you go. Well, thank you for arranging all those interviews. It's been really good to have you involved in the show today.
Thank you, John.
And, yeah, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You very much. Bye, Jenny. That's Jenny Kitchener. Jenny is our young reporter on the scene at the Surrey Half Marathon, bringing us a flavour of what's going on there. And if you have taken part, get in touch with us here at Radio Woking and, yeah, tell us your story. But really good to hear money being raised for great charities like the White Lodge Centre, which does amazing work over near St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey.